There's a quote by Benjamin Franklin, and he says, "If you tell me, I will forget. If you teach me, I might remember. And if you involve me, I will learn." And when I came across that quote, it really reminded me of the Rav and Karen and what they've given us. I think many of us have considered not only the Rav and Karen our teachers, but parents, really. And I recognize that when I found the Rav and Karen at 17, it was so they could raise me and nurture me in the most important part of my life. When I would become a woman and eventually a wife and a mother and a teacher, they weren't meant to birth me. They were meant to raise me in the most fundamental years of my life. I believe that when you find your teacher, your whole world starts anew again. It's like you see in color for the first time, or the first time you have a taste of something sweet. All of your senses are heightened and awakened, and nothing is ever the same again. And I recognized that at 17, but I had no idea where that would take me. I couldn't fathom who I had the potential to become. And as I was thinking about Karen this weekend, I was counting how many years I knew her, and it didn't dawn on me till 2 days after. I said, I've known Karen for 30 years. And I realized when she passed, it was 28 years. And I added it because I'm still learning from her. And it honestly took me aback a bit because it wasn't intentionally that I added on the 2 years. So when you have a teacher, they teach you even when they're not in this physical world. The interesting thing here is, I think our teachers find us, and I think that when they're no longer in this physical realm, you need to work harder to find them and to connect with them. Both the Rav and Karen have come to me in dreams, and I'm so grateful for that. I'll share a funny one. It's about a year ago, and Karen came to me three nights in a row. And she wouldn't let me sleep. So the first night, I'm busy doing whatever I'm doing in the day, and Karen's literally tapping on my shoulder like the entire day. And I'm like, what do you want? What? And I couldn't get the message. And I woke up in the morning, I told Mikhail about the dream. The next night, I'm tired because Karen kept me up all night. And the same thing, tapping my shoulder the entire day, following me through all my activities. The third night, I'm like, okay, there's no way. And again, Karen comes. So I wake up the fourth day, and I said, Mikhail, I understand now. Karen wants us to, because it was in the middle of COVID, and you know, it was harder to create events. I'm like, Karen wants us to be busy with the people. We're doing a big Shabbat this weekend. We're doing another thing next week. That's what Karen's trying to tell me. And then I didn't have that dream again. So in a really powerful way, she still does what she did, where, you know, she's kind of in your business. And sometimes it was nice and sometimes it wasn't, but it was ultimately necessary. And a few weeks ago, Mikhail and Abigail were swimming in the pool, and Mikhail did something or said something, and it was just like Karen. Like, it's something that Karen would have said or done, same mannerisms, the same like pitch in his voice. And I had a vision, which again, this is all new to me, by the way. Like, I did not come in the world very whimsical, and I'm Virgo, okay, by nature. And And I call myself a change junkie, but the change is so expansive that sometimes it's like it takes me a minute to catch up to understand what's really happening. So I had this vision, which again, it's not something I was used to, and I saw Karen in the pool swimming with them in the most beautiful way. She was fully there. And in that moment, I completely realized what space she held for me throughout my life. And that idea of somebody holding space for you, ultimately, it's what we need to learn to do for ourselves. But as she was growing me in those fundamental years, she really held space for me. What struck me is that you can't really realize that or see it in the moment. I certainly didn't appreciate it. Sometimes I felt that Karen made things harder for me, quite honestly. We've always loved each other. We've always had a beautiful relationship. But there were times where things were not so clear. And I realized by her holding space for me, it gave me the freedom to be. It gave me the freedom to grow. Again, it wasn't easy, but it gave me that space. And so she's not physically here holding space for me. And now I realize and I feel the enormity of what she actually did. And she didn't just do that for me. I know that. I think she did that for all of our teachers, for all of our students, for our community. She held space. She held space for the Rav. And the way she did it, it was easy to overlook. We knew she was powerful, but it was easy to overlook how purposeful she was, how intentional she was. I pray that I will continually be nurtured by the Rav and Karen. You know, I've said this before, but we walk in on the shoulders of giants, meaning that our giants, people in our world who have sacrificed many things, who have revealed the potential of their soul, they've carved and they've paved the way for us. So it's not for each of us to find our purpose. It's not each of us to find our mission or find our voice. It's really not any of that. It's for us to look to what they have done, and it's to walk in their footsteps. To do that, you need to be able to connect to truth. You need to be able to connect to, well, there's no other way to say it. It's really truth. Because when you put yourself forward in that way, when you come from the space of truth, then they come and they give you their hands and they lift you up onto their shoulders. And you walk with them and maybe you add on things and you do things differently, but you're able to continue in that path and that truth and that voice and that message. And that's what we're meant to do. The fact that anybody is listening to us today or here is physically people made great effort to come. It's because you were touched by these giants. Don't underestimate what that means. If you want to honor Karen's legacy, and I do put the Rav and Karen together, it's to really ask yourself in each day, the way that I felt seen, the way that I felt recognized, the way that I found my teachers, the way that I found purpose. You know, having a teacher is not something everybody has in life. The fact that you have been able to find people that you can call teachers is a miracle. Most people think they need a teacher to learn math. They need a teacher to learn how to read. They need a teacher to learn a business so that they can really be better in that business and make a lot of money. To have a teacher that is showing you the way, carving out a path, a teacher to grow your soul, because we think that education stops when you've achieved physicality, you've achieved certain things. This is where school begins. And that you've recognized a teacher, don't fall to the illusion that because they're not here physically, you can't still learn. In fact, they're more powerful than ever because they're not limited by the physical body. They're not being judged anymore because they're not in this physical world. So in each day, ask yourself, how is it that I can go and be for somebody else what they have done for me. That's what I try to aspire to do. And I found myself more quiet than usual this weekend. And I think that I felt like I was really coming home. I hadn't been here for 2 years. It's an interesting space. Because it's expansive, but at the same time, need to take pause also and make sure that I'm following and I'm on the shoulders of my giants. When Karen was getting ready to leave the world, she said something to Mikhail that he shared before, but I think it's so beautiful, it's worth repeating. Karen said, I'm going to do everything in my power to stay here. But if I don't, I had a meaningful and fulfilling life. And I don't think those two words are enough to express what Karen's done. And even through her passing, she taught me about death, and she taught me to understand what it means. I mean, she taught me in that, really, in every stage of my development as a woman, turning from a girl to a woman, she really held my hand. In not the obvious ways. I think it sounds very romantic and movie-like. It was hard, but it was the only way. It is the only way, really. So in that last Shabbat that we had with Karen when she was still coherent, and she went silent, even though she was still alive after that. But we had, it was the third meal, and it was Mikhail and me and our children, and the sun was setting, and we were in her bedroom. Again, it was such a gift that she gave us that last Shabbat with her. And interestingly enough, Abigail and Karen were just getting to know each other a lot around that time, that last year. And Karen was recognizing different similarities that they had, and it was beautiful to see them talk about that. And Karen had a stick with a crystal at the end of it and feathers from an eagle. It's really quite beautiful, and you notice it. So Abigail asked Karen what that was. And Karen said, there was this healer that we also were meeting a lot then, was coming to see Karen. She was called the Eagle Woman. She said, the Eagle Woman brought that for me. And Abigail said, well, what does it do? And Karen said, well, it's supposed to send healing energy to you. So Abigail said, so if I wave it in front of you, will it heal you? And so Abigail was 6 and a half. And Karen said, yes. It's okay. And so now we close our eyes, we're singing Yadid Nefesh, and all of us have our eyes closed. And at some point, I don't know why, I open my eyes, and I look, and I see Abigail's in front of Karen's bed with this stick running around and waving it in front of her. And Karen had her eyes closed, but at the very end, she opened her eyes, and she sees Abigail doing this. And Karen got the biggest smile where her dimple would show. And That was my last memory of Karen. All I can say is that may we all, as unified as I think we feel in this moment, we all walk in that way together. No judgment, no separation. No need to be perfect. Karen didn't like that word either. Just really lead forward with all the beauty and the gifts that you have felt and received from the Rav and Karen. And I pray that you will always come visit me and tap my shoulder as many times as you want. I love you both.